Time now for a visit from FHN and Dial-A-Doc. Two folks with us today, Al Levon, FHN Foundation Director, and Pete Wilging, FHN Marketing. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning.
Very well. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks. I'll start off with you, Al. Welcome, by the way. This is the first time we've been able to visit with you as the new director of the FHN Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to FHN?
Certainly, Dan. Thank you. I have been serving with nonprofits since 1992, and since 1996, I've been involved with fundraising and foundations. The last 15 years, I have spent up in Minot, North Dakota, and while I was there, I worked with two organizations that were involved with healthcare. One was like FHN, a regional standalone healthcare system that served a rural community. And the other organization that I served with in Minot was an organization that provided behavioral health for children from across the country. So I've had a nice background with healthcare. The opportunity from FHN kind of caught on my radar, and given my wife and I met here in Illinois, and her family extends from Rockford to Elgin, Chicago, Kankakee, Springfield, and Northwest Indiana, we moved not only because I thought it was a wonderful opportunity with FHN, and they had a great culture and values and people, but the opportunity to be much closer to family was appealing to us.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Welcome back home.
Well, thank you.
Pete, it's FHN Festival of Trees season, and this year the FHN Holiday Gala will be quite a bit different than previous years. It's virtual again. Can you tell us a little bit about how it will happen this year?
Sure. Thanks, Dan, and good morning. Yes, we're really being mindful of safety protocols given the pandemic. As you probably know, numbers are out there just aren't getting any better in terms of cases and hospitalization. So we really want to be extra cautious and again, host the gala virtually. The theme this year is Gala Galactica. It's featuring an outer space theme and out-of-this-world entertainment.
Yes, and what all involved with the virtual gala? And tell us a little bit about the theme again and what people can be doing as they're online watching.
Sure, sure. So we're going to connect with gala goers for 60 minutes of a live streamed live entertainment show. There'll be fun and chances to win great prizes. There'll be a live auction, which you can do virtually from the website. Each guest is going to receive a refreshment box with delicious appetizers, treats, and surprises. There's great space-themed beer and champagne, or of course a non-alcoholic version as well. And you can enjoy this from the comfort of your own home. The entertainment is going to be led by Master of Ceremonies Tim Connors. Many of you know Tim as the Freeport High School speech and drama instructor. We're going to include FHN personalities. I hear, Al, that you're going to be joining us, so we're looking forward to that. There are going to be opportunities to be involved in a quiz. We promise we won't make it that difficult, but you'll have a chance to win a wonderful party for up to 10 people at the Doug Feuerbach Observatory in Freeport. It'll include dinner, dessert, beverages, and it will all be hosted by HCC astronomy instructor Jim Dole. So there's a lot going on. We've got some other great grand prizes. And again, you can enjoy this from the safety and comfort of your home.
Very interactive and a great example to show everybody else that this is how you can have a really cool event. Al, when is the virtual gala? What's the date and time?
Yeah, it is coming up very quickly. It is on Friday, November 19th, and it'll begin at 7 p.m. And as Pete mentioned, it is just a one-hour commitment for people, and you can do it by internet. You can attend in your pajamas if you'd like. Anything in the comfort of your home, or if you wanted to have a small gathering with friends, you're certainly welcome to do that.
The planners of all of this seems to have had fun and quite a few different things to do. It sounds wonderful. Pete, I'll come back to you. A silent auction, part of the gala. How is that going to be handled?
Sure, sure. Gala goers will have first dibs on a really fantastic selection of auction items. Actually, those who have purchased a ticket will be able to see these auction items beginning this Saturday. We have packages for everyone on your holiday list, from babies to teenagers to moms, dads, grandmas, and grandpas. And all the baskets can be viewed on the gala website. Again, it's beginning this Saturday for those who have purchased a ticket. There's a very convenient auction app that will allow you to bid. You'll get notifications if you've been outbid, and you can even choose a buy it now option. If you find that gift out there on the auction site that you really want to purchase, you can just go ahead and purchase that with a buy it now option.
I'm guessing, Pete, you're leaning heavily on the IT department for all of this.
Oh, certainly.
Al, back to you. By the way, we're talking with Al Avon, FHN Foundation Director, and Pete Wilging, FHN Marketing. So nice to have you with us, gentlemen. Al, back to you. What will the funds raised be going to support with the foundation?
Sure. This year's event on Friday, November 19th, is going to raise funds to help FHN refurbish some infrastructure at the FHN Memorial Hospital. The older part of the hospital dates back to the 1930s, and while functional and safe, as you can imagine with any facility that's 90 years old, it will need some updates. And the refurbishment is specifically going to include space for patients when needed, particularly in situations like a pandemic, when the number of patients can rapidly expand dramatically. And these enhancements will enable us to best serve the community's healthcare needs during both normal times as well as during any emergency situation.
Pete, how are participants in this year's gala going to get their delicious gala foods and beverages? Will they be delivered? Do they get picked up?
Yeah, as we did last year, again this year we're going to have convenient pickup times. Those who have purchased a ticket will be getting email notifications about that. We plan to do the majority of the pickup Thursday, November 18th at the Burchard Hills Family Healthcare Center here in Freeport. And again, there'll be plenty of convenient times for pickup. If I could, just a minute, Dan, I'd like to just read off some of our corporate sponsors and gala sponsors to recognize them for their support. We'd like to thank Camelot Radiology, Citizen State Bank, Highland Community College, Hinshaw and Culbertson, Lusher Heating and Air Conditioning, McPherson Law Offices, the Morse Group, State Bank, and Winter Construction. Other gala sponsors include Bruce and Christine Baldwin, Big Radio, thanks, Dan, In Memory of Dr. D.J. Chang, Joanne and Rich Chang, Freeport Industrial Roofing, M45 Marketing Services, Paramount Oncology Group, Physicians Immediate Care, and the University of Illinois Chicago College of Medicine.
Isn't it nice when you need people to step up, and they do?
They sure do.
Yes. Al, we'll be back to you. How can you purchase tickets for the gala?
Yeah, Dan, it's a very simple process. Listeners can just go online to http://fhn.org/gala2021, and they can purchase their tickets right there.
Wonderful. Very easy to get. And Pete, there are many other FHN Festival of Trees activities that were canceled last year because of the pandemic, but this year some of them are back. Can you tell us what's happening this year?
Sure, Dan, you bet. As most people know, every year FHN celebrates the holiday season with the Festival of Trees. I'm going to be listing quite a few events, so I just want to give everyone a website to go to. If you visit fhn.org/festivaltrees, you'll see all of these events and all of the details. But we're very excited this year about the community holiday tree lighting on Sunday, November 21st. As you may know, the FHN community holiday tree did experience a disease and had to be removed, and it was replaced with a brand new tree just this past week. We will be having a tree lighting for it on the 21st at 5 p.m. There will be a sing-along, and we'd like to thank Dr. and Mrs. Michael Perry for donating that new holiday tree. We have the FHN holiday family movie series with the Classic Cinemas Lindo Theater. Those are on Saturday mornings beginning November 27th. A number of first-run movies at a very reduced rate for the holiday season for families to enjoy those. We have the FHN Community Festival of Trees at the Public Library. We have several different organizations throughout the community that have decorated trees and are hoping for chances for prizes for their organization. One really interesting virtual event that we started last year was the virtual bingo night. We had a number of families join us online for virtual bingo. We had lots of fun prizes and good bingo entertainment. That first one will be Tuesday, November 30th. So again, visit FHN.org, Festival of Trees, where you can find this complete listing.
And Al, it sounds like Pete kind of covered that. People can find out more and buy tickets for the FHN Holiday Gala. Maybe go through those details one more time, if you'd be so kind.
Sure. We'll just keep it very simple. Again, just go to the website, http://fhn.org/gala2021, and everybody can buy their tickets. And then, as Pete mentioned, you can learn more about the Festivals of Trees information. And if you do have further questions, please feel free to either call the FHN's marketing office, M45, or you can always call the FHN Foundation office.
It's FHN Festival of Trees season, everybody. We've been visiting with Al Evron, FHN Foundation Director, and Pete Wilging, FHN Marketing. Sounds like you are doing a fantastic job. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful time. It sounds like you brought in some great ringers for entertainment and keeping things flowing, and I'm sure the IT department will be challenged with all of this. Have a wonderful time, gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us as part of Dial-A-Doc and FHN today.
Thank you very much, Dan.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Have a great day.
I will, too. Al Evron and Pete Wilging. Thanks, gentlemen. That's Dial-A-Doc.